This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. We collectively spend lots of brain power and time trying to figure out how do we break the cycle of poverty. What can we as a state, as a nation, do to help poor children escape poverty, to move up and out? Harvard economists took a close look at the effect of poverty and geography. They called it the Equality of Opportunity Project. Jamie Fogel is a pre-doctoral fellow with Harvard's Department of Economics and one of the researchers on the Equality of Opportunity Project. Jamie, so good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me.
What led you, the research team, to want to look at poverty and geography? I guess I'm trying to find out what questions were you trying to answer?
Well, the initial question we set out to answer was, to what extent is the United States a land of opportunity? That's something you hear a lot about in the political narrative. It's very tied up in American history. And we wanted to see what the facts were.
We want to think about that when we collectively look in the mirror as a nation, don't we?
Exactly. So what we did was we sought to both characterize levels of mobility in the country and how they changed over time, only somewhat recently because we only have recent data, but also to see how mobility varies across the country.
And when we're saying mobility, we're talking about this getting out of poverty and being able to move up.
Exactly. We link parents to their children, and we say, if your parents earned X, what do we expect the kids to earn on average? And in general, we focus on parents who are about at the 25th percentile of income distribution, which is about $30,000. We consider these to be relatively low income, and we look at the outcomes for their children. Although we look at outcomes for all children, but this is where we focus.
So you're focusing on kids who moved, and what did you find?
First, we found that there's considerable variation in economic mobility across the country. Then our next question was, is it just that people are different in different places, and that's the reason, or is there something about the place that causes the mobility? So then what we did to answer the second question was, we looked at people who moved from one area to another and compared their outcomes. And what we found was that the longer you spend in a place, the more you look like that place. So if you move to a higher mobility area when you're younger, you're gonna be more likely to experience that level of mobility. Whereas if you move to that high mobility place at a later age, you'll still get some of the effects of the mobility, but to a lesser extent.
So when you say we look like the places where we are, that's for better or for worse? So
for better or worse,
let's say it's for better. So you move to an area where the outcome is promising. It certainly seems like the younger you are, the better your future could look.
What we find is that every year you spend in a place has about the same effect. So if you move there earlier, you have more years to gain the positive impact.
Jamie, does this apply for girls as well as boys?
It does. In general, we find that boys are more sensitive to where they grow up. We see a wider range. Some places are really good for boys. Some places are really bad for boys. The same is true for girls, but to a lesser extent.
Okay. So let's talk about what you found in Michigan. We're very interested in kind of getting a sense of where someone has the best possibility of mobility. And it turns out Ottawa County is the place to go.
Yeah, we found that for kids whose parents were at the 25th percentile of income distribution, kids who grew up in Ottawa County saw income gains relative to the national average of about $4,000 at age 26. So this is a very large gain. This is about 16% higher than the national average.
Because you also compared it to other counties that did not fare as well, right? Give me an example.
Some of the counties that did not do as well were Genesee County, almost Flint. In Genesee County, if you grew up in a poor family, you can be expected to earn about $5,000 less at age 26 than you would at the average place in the country. In Wayne County, it's about $3,200 less. Washtenaw, about $2,600 less.
And I guess the logical next question would be, what's happening in Ottawa County that's making such a difference for kids growing up in Ottawa County, let's say, versus Muskegon County, Genesee County?
High levels of racial and economic segregation, including long commute times, high levels of income inequality, poor schools, low levels of social capital or civic engagement, and a low share of two-parent households. So I want to be very clear that we have found that low-mobility areas tend to exhibit these characteristics.
Right.
This does not necessarily mean that these factors cause low mobility. For some of the counties in Michigan, their observable characteristics do line up with what we found. For example, Ottawa County, it's a little above average in terms of segregation, but does very well in terms of income inequality. It has a high marriage rate, it has a low violent crime rate, and it has relatively good test scores. By contrast, Washtenaw and Wayne County are very segregated, have a high level of income inequality. Wayne County has very high violent crime. Wayne County also has very low test scores.
So you're seeing these factors, but you can't say it's this or it's that. So it sounds like there's a lot more research that's needed now that you've gotten to this level of knowledge to really advance your understanding.
We hope that we've laid out some basic facts then we and other researchers can use to dig deeper into exactly what causes it. And we hope to do that in the future. We think that, and there's a lot of good work out there already being done, already has been done, and it will be done.
What do you think, or what do you hope that policymakers, whether it's federal, state, or local, might take away as they read your research and kind of digest what you and the team have found with the Equality of Opportunity Project?
We hope policymakers take away that places matter and that they can have a real impact. Some places are doing very well. Some places are not doing well. And so rather than say it's out of our hands, it all comes down to the level of poverty, the family background for these kids, rather than dwell on that, policymakers can think there really is something we can do. And so hopefully that'll be a catalyst for people working hard to enact good policies and figure out what good policies are.
Jamie Fogel is one of the researchers with Harvard University's Equality of Opportunity Project. Jamie, thank you so much for talking with us, and I understand you're coming back home to Michigan to work on your PhD in economics, so we might be seeing more of you in Michigan.
I am, and I can't wait.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.